Good morning, everyone. We're going to welcome and call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Fields Estate Public Infrastructure District this Monday, May 19th, 2025 at 11 a.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of York Hall in South Jordan, Utah. For purposes of our audio recording today, let's just do a quick roll call. my name is Tom Jolly and I am District Counsel.
My name is Alyssa Clayton. I'm District Counsel Paralegal.
Pete Evans. I think I'm the...
You're the chair and a board member.
Chair. Yeah.
Perry Wade, board member.
Bronson Tatton, board member.
Hey, Bronson.
And David Hutchison with CLA.
And David's the district accountant. Okay, thanks everybody. We're just gonna follow our agenda that everybody received. The first item is a preliminary action item. It's a renewal of trustees' conflict of interest disclosure forms and ethical behavior pledge forms. It is necessary to renew the trustees' conflict of interest disclosures and the ethical pledge forms annually. Alyssa will be sending out the necessary forms for you guys to fill out. If you can fill them out and send them back, we would appreciate it. We'd like to try to get these back within the next 30 days. as everybody is super busy, these type of things are likely to fall off everyone's radar. So that would be very helpful. So let's now move to the consent items.
Tom, sorry to interrupt you, but those are in the file that Ashley sent over under documents proposed for the seventh meeting?
Yes.
And okay. I'll email you guys a copy of them just so that you don't have to kind of go fish for them. I'll email you a copy after this meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And if it's helpful on the conflicts form, we can have Alyssa send you what you put last year. If that would save you some time.
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay. So let's move to our consent items. The first one is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on December 9th, 2024. the draft minutes were in the board packet that was sent around. I'm just gonna open it up real quick to see if anybody has any questions on the minutes.
Yeah, no question. I move that we approve the minutes from December.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
So we have the motion to approve made by Pete Evans with a second by Bronson Tatton. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Terry, I think you're on mute.
Aye. Sorry.
Okay, perfect. Thanks. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our second consent item. This is approve and ratify payment application requests made since the last board meeting. This is required by the acquisition and reimbursement agreement. It is necessary for the Board of Trustees to approve and ratify payment applications and requisitions made since the last board meeting. Are there any questions about that?
No.
Okay, seeing none, do we have a motion to approve and ratify payment applications and requisitions since the December 9th, 2024 board meeting?
Yeah, I'll move that we approve and ratify the payment requests.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
So we have a motion by Pete Evans with a second by Bronson Tatton. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's now move to our action items. The first one is to consider accepting the Q4 financial statement for calendar year 2024. David Hutchison of CLA is here, and I'm going to turn the time over to him to go over those financials with the board.
Okay, thanks, Tom. So for Fields Estate Public Infrastructure District, financial statements as of December 31st, 2024. In the balance sheet, starting in the general fund, we have a developer advance receivable of $5,619 to cover accounts payable of $5,619. Debt service fund, we have in the senior bond fund 2024A1 series, $1,322,405. And in the surplus fund for the 2024A1 series, $632,504. In the additional debt service fund, we have for the bond fund 2024 A2 series, $21,488. And in the reserve fund for that same series, $2,201,906. And then in the capitalized interest fund for that same series is $588,001 rounded there. In the capital projects fund, in the construction fund for the 2024 A2 series, $13,116,070. And in the cost of issuance fund, 2024 A1 series, $11,159. And additional accounts payable of $8,200 there. Moving on to the general fund, statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We had accounting expenditures of $5,619, and that was the developer advance to cover that as the receivable of $5,619. In the debt service fund, we had interest income of $26,284. We had transfers from other funds as other financing sources of $1,928,625. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $1,954,909. Excuse me. And in debt service, the second debt service fund for the 2024 A2 series, we had interest income $42,101, bond interest of $319,885, that's the bond interest payment, excuse me, and transfers from other funds of $3,089,179, and that gives us an ending fund balance of $2,811,395. In the capital projects fund, we had interest income of $317,510. Acceptance of reimbursable costs of $11,375,389. And likewise, that same number for both recognition of costs and expenditures and the repayment of reimbursable costs. Bond issuance costs of $840,089 and engineering costs of $8,200. Other financing sources, we had the transfers to other funds, to those two debt service funds, $5,017,804, and bond issuance proceeds of $30,043,000. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $13,119,029. With that, I open it up to any questions or anything you guys would like to look at a little more in depth.
Yeah, looks good to me.
Okay. I'll turn it back to you, Tom, for a motion.
Thank you. Appreciate that, David. Do we have a motion accepting the Q4 financial statements for the district?
I'll move that we accept the financial statements for Q4 for the district.
And I should just articulate that's the Q4 2024 financials. Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
So the motion was made by Pete Evans with the second by Bronson Tatton. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We'll go to our second action item. Consider accepting the Q1 financials for calendar year 2025. The board did receive those financials as well. I'm going to turn the time back over to David to go through the Q1 financials.
Okay. For the Q1, as of March 31st, 2025, financial statements, we have in the general fund and the balance sheet a prepaid expense of $5,790 or $700, rounded. in the debt service fund, 2024 A1 and B series, we have the in the bond fund, $1,107,141, and in the surplus fund, $639,322. In the debt service series 2024 A2 bonds, we are we have in the bond fund, excuse me, $21,717 and reserve fund, $2,225,642 and capitalized interest fund, $594,378. In the capital projects fund, senior project fund has $10,159. Subordinate project fund has $3,728.29. In the construction fund, we had $1,277,739. And in the cost of issuance fund, $11,279. We have accounts payable of $11,000. In the general fund, we've had accounting expenditures of $4,966. And we've had developer advance of $11,592 or $93 rounded. And that gives us the ending fund balance of $5,699 or $700, excuse me, rounded, that's sitting in the prepaids for an overpayment. And in the debt service fund for the 2024 A1 and B series, we had interest income $21,070, expenditures, bond interest payment for the 2024 A1 series, $229,517. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $1,746,463. In the debt service fund for the 2024 A2 series, we had interest income of $30,342. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $2,841,737. In the capital projects fund, we had interest income of $175,677, engineering costs of $2,800. And that gives us an ending fund balance of $13,291,906. And with that, let me open it up again to any questions or anything you'd like to look at it.
I don't have any.
Okay. Well,
yep. I'll back to you then, Tom. Sorry.
Thanks, David. If there are no further questions from the board members, do we have a motion accepting the Q1 financial statements 2025 for the district?
I'll motion that we accept the Q1 2025 financial statements for the district.
Second.
So motion is made by Pete Evans with a second from Terry Wade. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our third action item. And this is consider approval of a proposals and an engagement agreement for 2024 auditing services and authorizing the district chair to sign. So Utah law does require public improvement districts to conduct annual audits by an independent third-party auditor. CLA, as district accountant, will coordinate with the auditor to make sure this audit is done correctly and then file the appropriate paperwork, excuse me, with the state. We don't have those proposals yet, but I know David will be working on those. So this action simply...
Tom. I've actually sent those proposals over to Pete, he has selected it. We had Haney and Company as the selected auditor, correct, Pete?
Correct.
Okay. Did we have this on our last agenda? Maybe.
Tom, this was off cycle, so I don't think this was part of a meeting yet.
Okay. Well, this is excellent. All we need to do is have a motion to ratify entering into an engagement agreement with Haney and Company for 2024 auditing services.
Okay, I'll motion that we ratify retaining Haney for auditing services.
Second.
Do we have a second?
Second.
So the motion was made by Pete Evans with a second by Terry Wade. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Excellent. Thanks for bringing that to my attention, guys.
And I had sent the engagement letter over to to Ashley. So I think that'll need to be sent over to Pete for a signature, but she should have that. If not, let me know and I'll resend that to all of you guys.
Okay. So we follow Ashley.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thanks. So let's move on to our administrative non-action items. Really nothing here other than a reminder that to get your annual board training on the Open Meetings Act and send Alyssa your certificate of completion. So the website where you go get that done on the auditor's website is on the notice and agenda. If you need us to resend that, we can send you an email, so it's top of mind for you.
Hey Tom, do we need to email you like a certificate of completion
for the book? Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. By the way, I should have introduced Alyssa at the beginning of the meeting. So Alyssa is going to be kind of assuming the lead role of providing paralegal services for all of the public infrastructure districts and infrastructure financing districts that our firm handles. Ashley is here as well. She'll be doing some other high level stuff, but Alyssa is gonna be running the show. So you guys will enjoy working with her. And Alyssa, you'll find out how much Pete Evans likes these board meetings. So with that said, everybody, Pete, I'm gonna give you the honor if we don't have any further questions. That's what we just had.
Okay, I was making sure we didn't have to say anything else about
it. Just the annual board meeting. Okay, unless the board has additional non-action items they want to discuss, we are ready for a motion to adjourn.
I'll move that we adjourn our meeting.
Second.
Do we have a second? So we have a motion by Pete Evans, with a second by Terry Wade. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, everyone, thank you. We stand adjourned. Pete, let me just ask a quick question. Turn the media.